Hi, I'm Libby.
And I'm Riley, and welcome to On the Come Up.
Welcome back, besties.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
We are so excited to bring you some more awesome guests this year. And today, we have pretty much the most awesome person I know in real life. We have Taylor Shine with us today.
Yes.
Thanks for coming on the show, Taylor.
Of course. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. We cannot wait to hear all about you. But first, give us some background. Give the listeners some background.
Okay.
Talk about your growing up experience. So kind of anything before college.
I was, I grew up in, like, the Springfield area, and then around like middle school I moved to like West Toledo, and so I was in Toledo Public Schools, and I was just like really just doing my thing. I loved the school that I went to, and then once high school hit, I went to Toledo Early College. And so that's when I went on to the program, like expecting to like graduate early, you know, or to be on campus, you know. And I love the track, but at the end of the day, I was like, okay, this seems like a lot, and I'm not sure if I can handle this and, like, thrive and be my best self right now. So I decided to go back to public school, and I was kind of, like, just, like, badgering myself because I was like, I really want to continue on that track that I was at, and I can see other people doing it. And so I decided to tell my mom about it, and she just believes in me so much that she was able to, like, reach out to the dean of, like, all the schools and was able to, like, get me in contact with someone who does, like, the same thing for the public schools. So I was able to be on the same track with everyone, and I ended up being on campus for my last 2 years of high school.
That's awesome.
Yes, thank you. And I ended up graduating with my bachelor's in psychology at the age of 19.
Wow.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Thank you. Yes. And I just love psychology and everything, and that's just, like, really where my heart lies. And so, yeah, it was just, like, an amazing experience to really, like, learn that at, like, such a young age. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we have two young graduates here because Libby did the same type of thing.
Wow, great.
Thing.
Yeah. I love that.
It is such a good experience, but you do have to really push yourself to work hard.
Right.
So.
You really do.
Yeah, definitely. So you said psychology, so then talk to me about how you kind of took that and then entered into this creative space.
Okay, yes, I would love to. So, well, kind of to jump back a little bit, I've always been creative, and so I've always been, like, had my own little businesses as a kid. So I was, like, selling bows, selling, like, friendship bracelets, selling anything that I can.
I love that.
And, like, that was just, like, my main thing to do. And so I just always had that, and, like, I had, like, off-brand Photoshop apps, and I would just, like, put the Disney logo on my pictures and just, like, do, like, creative stuff.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, it was so funny.
Disney sponsor her.
Literally, please. But, yeah, it was, like, really, like, just me expressing myself. And so my mom really supported me in that. We would always just, like, go to Michael's and get just random stuff for different crafts, and I just, like, would follow, like, all the tutorials. She kept all my duct tape wallets, kept all the my duct tape pens and everything, and I just loved that. And so moving into like how I got into, like, psychology and then this, I just wanted to really, like, kind of, like, still express myself. And also I was a little bigger, I was a little overweight, and so I ended up losing, like, a lot of weight reaching to college. And so that's when I, like, was networking, reaching with friends while I was also, like, going to school, doing, like, the psychology work and doing all of that, and really finding myself through that. And so because of that, I was able to, like, kind of, like, mentally, like, okay, I want to personally grow. And so I was taking my everything that I was learning in my classes, applying it to my real life. So I was talking to my mom. She ended up telling me about, like, our family, our history and everything. And it was just, like, a very good bonding experience for me and her. And then I started working on myself. And so I was able to, like, network and, like, meet really great, like, amazing people. And so I met my first photographer friend. Her name is Maddie Contact. I love her. She's in Columbus right now. Yeah. And so she really brought me out of my shell, and she started taking, like, she, like, helped me take my first, like, really good pictures that I felt, like, confident in and whatever. And so I was like, okay, I really love this. Like, this is amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Right. And so then I just started meeting more photographer friends. It was really funny, like, how that happened. And so then I started, like, taking pictures and stuff like that. And then it turned into, like, photo shoots. And I was like, okay, now I can, like, make something, like, at, like, a higher scale maybe, but, like, at a lower scale, if that makes sense. Like, I can, like, make it happen with, like, little means. And so I was like, I can know, I can plan all of this. I know I can, like, spot what I like and what I don't like. And so I started doing that. And I was traveling to Detroit because I found, like, there was a lot of creative people that I loved on my Instagram that were there, and I just started, like, networking on there. And I'm not, like, very much a, like, extroverted person, so I was networking on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I was following everyone, looking through all their followers, following them, and, like, you know, just really getting myself out there and, like, booking photo shoots with photographers and, like, bringing more to the table, you know, and just like being like, okay, I have this idea, I'm gonna get all of this stuff, can you just take the pictures? And like everyone would be like, okay, yeah. And so it got to the point where like the projects were getting bigger, the concepts were getting bigger, and the quality was getting like a lot nicer. And so I was meeting so many amazing people, and I was just really making a name for myself in that type of sense, and creatively, and constantly having an outlet, and I was just constantly posting constantly.
Yeah,
and it was just like on a rotation, so I'm just like, okay, well, this is a way I can express myself. And so yeah, at the same time I was working on my degree, and I graduated and got that finished, and I still wanted to continue being a student because that's all I knew. And I was like, okay, what is life without being that? So let me just go to grad school. And so I went to grad school, and I was in social, I switched my major to social work, and I kind of met like some like professors or whatever, or like some classes where I just felt like I really want to help people. I can't do the regulations and the guidelines and all of that if I truly want to, like, do what I feel like my heart is called for.
Yeah.
And so I decided to, like, take a little step back. I'm like, okay, what am I doing right now? Because this is a lot of money. Yeah. And, like, also sure. I need to, like, make sure that I'm, like, thriving in a way. Like, that's always been, like, a really big point for me after I, like, got my degree, is to make sure that I'm, like, constantly, like, upgrading myself personally and just, like, keeping on point with that. And so I was trying to think, like, okay, if I'm not a student, then what am I, type of thing. And I'm just like, okay, like, what's gonna happen? So like, okay, maybe it's just like the major that I'm in. So I switched to women's and gender studies, and I did that because when I was a child, my mom was very like pro-women, like that was a very big thing for me. We always went to protests. She always like was fighting for women. We did a lot of things, and I just even remember like us making the signs and us going to all these protests and like advocating.
What a great environment to grow up in.
Oh, I love her so much.
That must have instilled such a confidence at such a young age.
And it's such like an advocacy for women, and just to like see this lens all the time and be like, okay, I see all these ways that women are like being kind of like pushed down when we are so big. Like, it's just like insane. And so that really like made a mark on me. Like, I even went to like the Women's March like in 2019 and all the way in DC, and it was amazing. I loved that.
Oh, incredible.
It was, and I would totally move there. But anyways, so I switched my major, and I had a professor, her name is Dr. Rachel Dudley. And she was amazing. I had a Black Women's Health and Justice course, and she taught it. And I was just learning a lot of stories that I felt like everyone should know. Like, why is this only in this specific class and this major where, like, not everyone is going to be in? Like, that just, like, makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
And so I was learning all this information. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It was, like, it's so crazy to see all, and, like, all the facts, all the statistics, all, like, the academic journals about all of the theories and everything. And I'm just like, wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's women's studies programs are incredible.
Amazing. And shout out to them because they are sponsoring the event a little bit and giving us some things. So that's great. But it just really was life-changing for me. And I was like, okay, yes, I love this major, but I'm still getting tested for my passion. I'm not liking this restriction. Like, I'm not, like, something's, like, not working. And so I'm like, okay, let's go back to this thought again.
Right.
What if I'm not a student? What happens? Like, what am I going to do? And I feel so passionate about what I'm learning right now. So how is this going to happen?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I need to still hold myself accountable. And how am I going to do that? And so this is at the same time I'm making a name for myself as a model and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let me combine the two. Why not make like a concept with the things that I've learned and make it into one thing that I can continue to hold myself accountable with? And so that's what I did. I messaged some of my model friends. I messaged a photographer that I love, and they all were on board. It was so beautiful, and I had my first photo shoot, and it was at Belle Isle, and it was in Detroit, and I got them all megaphones, and I wanted to highlight the, like, silence of Black women's voices, because that was, like, the main point that I took away from everything that I was learning. And so I decided to give them all megaphones and then place them in a place where there was no one else to listen to them. And, like, they were just, like, basically in the field or whatever. And so you can see them screaming, you can see them shouting, but no one's there to listen. And they have, like, the protest signs that I was talking about before, and just, like, putting all these pieces together. And it was beautiful. And I feel like that really set the tone for the rest of the magazine and for the rest of, like, how things were going to go. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
To take such big concepts like that and then show them in such a, like, visually beautiful way, I feel like that takes real skill and talent and a specific eye for that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's really cool.
Thank you so
much.
Well,
and we want to talk about a lot of the concepts that go into your publication too, but we definitely want to talk a little bit also about your modeling, because I mean, first of all, I think there is something to be said about networking via social media, right?
Yeah, that's the only way I do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where I think we've been raised to think that being on your phone means that you're not being social or not connecting with people, right? But talk a little bit about how you have kind of leveraged networking through your phone and through social media.
It's so funny because I have so many friends who are like, I can't do social media. I'll be like, I hate it or whatever. I'm just like, no, you just need to have a good relationship with it.
Yes.
You need to understand if you're not working on it, then I would probably back away. But if you are working and you want to network, this is the place to do it. And especially if you can't get yourself out there right that minute, you can literally follow someone in 2.5 seconds and DM them.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It literally takes nothing. And that's how I've met a lot of the people now. I literally will tell them everything that I like, because I usually only talk to the people that I see something that I like. I'm like, okay, I like all this stuff. You really like moved me. You gave me chills. I would love to meet you. Like, I literally just want to meet you. And like, literally that just starts the relationship. And I've met like so many people, and they've all contributed to this one magazine, and they've all like led me to different people. So it's like I just kept expanding, and I even like got myself out there personally, because I'm like, okay, I have to like meet these cool people, because, and I need to get out of my shell, because I can't like miss up on this opportunity.
Yeah.
And so I would always just push myself out there, and I got to the point where I was getting confident. I was like, okay, now I'm a model now, and I can like talk to these people, and I know what I'm doing. And yeah, so I feel like you just have to like really understand that it's a tool, and it's not always supposed to be something to where you need to do it for what do you call it, as a distraction. Like, it shouldn't have to be that. You can be proactive.
You don't have to just doom scroll.
Yeah, no, you do not have to do that. And you can also just like look at art, especially. That's what I do. I appreciate art. I'm constantly looking for new ideas, and so that's where I feel like I find so much inspiration. There's so much positive in it for me, and like that's how I thrive. That's how I find like so many different creative concepts that are new, they're fresh, and I just see different things that I like all the time. And so I feel like it's very beneficial when you use it the right way.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure that's how we met, was through Instagram networking.
Literally.
Just straight up DMing each other like, hey,
science.
Yeah, right. I love that.
I love it too. Yes.
So going back to kind of modeling, tell us a little bit about how you prepare, what kind of jobs you're taking, and kind of what that means to you.
Okay, great. I kind of took like a step back from modeling right now, but usually what I do to prepare is like I will like take the whole morning to myself, and I will literally kind of like just pamper myself, and I'll get ready. I'll take like a nice little shower, and I will like lotion up, get everything together, and spend extra time on my makeup, and make sure that I have this big huge bag that I literally take with me every time, and I pack with like all the shoes, all the extra accessories, because after this whole time I've built like a whole closet of things, so I can bring all this stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm prepared.
Right.
Oh, if there's another girl there that needs something, I have it. It's ready for you. Take
I love
it, please.
That.
And so I like just make sure that I'm overpacking, and then when I'm directing sometimes, or even like making my own shoots, I'll like have a prop, and so I will like spend like a whole like week before making that prop. I will research it. I'll probably go on TikTok and see like one person do it and be like, okay, I can do that.
Yes.
Easy.
Okay,
easy.
DIY.
I literally made a flower out of chicken wire felt and tissue paper. And it was gorgeous. It was a huge flower, and it was beautiful, and I got to pose with it and everything.
Drop the tutorial, babe.
Oh, it's on there. It's on my Instagram. It's on my Instagram reel. So if you want to go see that, please do. I just try and fit everything into my car and just prepare for, like, usually because I'm going to Detroit, it's like an hour-long drive, so I'll just go there. And then I'll get gas before and just have it. But that's pretty much what I do.
I love that. A little ritual.
So yes. I think I forgot to answer your other question about what kind of jobs I'm taking. Mm-hmm. So I am not signed. I will say that. I do everything myself because I feel like I can network enough to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And so I usually take jobs that people come to me for if I'm taking a job. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm going to them and I'm saying like, hey, I have this idea, do you want to be on it? Like, right. Do you want to do this with me? And they're like, oh yeah, sure. Because at the same time, I feel like a lot of models and people like kind of like expect to like work with photographers and not really bring much to the table and be like, okay, I expect you to like bring everything to me, like mm-hmm. from the photographer, when they're only there to like take the picture.
Yeah.
And so I like bring my ideas. I will have like a whole pitch deck. I have everything like laid out, and then I'll bring all the props. I'll bring all the outfits, everything, and all they have to do is shoot it. And so, yeah, that's basically how I like get most of my jobs and everything with other people. Well, they're not really jobs, but they're like collaborations.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just love it. It really allows me to express myself and for them to even like shoot different like concept, different ideas, and something that maybe might be more in depth, and then maybe inspire them, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's so, very mutually beneficial.
Yeah. That's where I always try to make things always mutually beneficial, because at the end of the day, like, we're both working towards something.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I try, and there's a lot that I've got through networking. So I've like modeled for like Thread Beauty. I've modeled for Urban Skin RX. Mm-hmm. I've been like in Target. I've been on the Ulta website too. Yeah, I think that just networking and just getting anything that I can that way is how I've been doing it.
Awesome.
What has been your most exciting modeling gig that you've done?
I will say that probably the two that I just mentioned, I feel like those were like the biggest, like, because they were brand shoots. I'm like, okay, wow, this is like really serious. I love it.
Yes.
And I got to meet Roscoe Spears. She's amazing. She's the creative director for the Lip Bar. Mm-hmm. And she's been such a gem. Like, she's even like, see, this is the thing with networking. Like, if you're in a space and you find someone who's doing what you want to do, reach out to them.
Yeah.
And so that's what I literally did to her. I got her email and I reached out to her. I was like, hey, I love what you're doing. I want a creative direct. Please let me shadow you. Let me speak to you. Let's have a meeting or something, whatever. And so I had a meeting with her. And then I remember her asking me if I wanted to help with like a shoot. And so I ended up doing that. And I got to like help with like the production and everything.
Oh, wow.
And so that actually led me to be able to do the launch campaign that I just did now, because I was so inspired by that. And so yeah, it's just like a never ending roller coaster.
Yeah, no, I love that. And so, I mean, you started to talk about your launch event, and I want to get there, but let's talk about what you're launching, which is Empower. So talk a little bit about what Empower is.
Okay, oh my gosh. So basically, Empower is it's a magazine I will say first, it started off as like a digital magazine, and it was to like showcase everything that I was learning in those classes in a way that people weren't thinking that they were learning. They mm-hmm. were more so looking at a pretty picture and some words and be like, oh wow, I just learned something after looking at all these beautiful things.
Right, yes.
And so I wanted to secretly educate people, and that's like kind of like where I built the magazine from. And so now it's like a print copy, and that's basically what I'm launching. But the whole premise is to really highlight women of color and their stories and our culture and the diversity of it. And so I'm trying to like find different models or different people who have different cultures that people have not like even thought of or even heard of. Sure. And so I think it's so beautiful, and I get to learn all of these different cultures along the way. I get to meet so many beautiful women, and their stories are amazing.
Yeah.
And so as I'm making this print copy, I'm like putting all these quotes in and like their stories and everything. I'm just like, I like get chills even looking at it. I'm like, wow, this is beautiful. This is amazing. So like, I'm really excited to showcase that. And so yeah, I try to bring in like some facts into it too, and just really try to educate people on these topics.
Well, it's such a beautiful way to kind of pay homage to a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Like within yourself, that creativity mm-hmm. and your passion for people and reaching out to people and connecting with them. But then also these stories, like you said, they're so important.
Literally. Yeah. And that's what keeps me thriving, and that's what keeps me going. And it doesn't even feel like it's work or anything, and I just keep doing it because I'm like, I feel like this is something that needs to happen, and it's something that I need, and something that other people need. And just to like see these things and the messages that I get of like other women be like, wow, I feel seen, and the things that they say, and just like even the models being like, wow, thank you so much for actually like showcasing us, like and for me being a model too, I can see like how models can be pinned as like objects, or they're just like art pieces that you like whatever do, and it's just like, we need to get away from that. And like, I just want to give these models a voice, and especially because they hold so much tradition, they hold so much culture, there's so much generations like behind them, and to level that up is just amazing. And that's exactly what I was learning in my classes, and so to do that myself is just like such a big like full circle moment. So
that's beautiful. I really love that.
Thank you.
So I want to talk to you about kind of the logistics of it. There's I know a lot that goes into print and the digital side. So tell us a little bit about how you decide all of that content.
Okay, great. So basically, wow, I'm a one-woman show, and I have like a rolling basis for my teams, and so because I want to showcase different people, highlight different things, and do things like that, just keep it on a diverse level. And so what I usually do is I will, like, because I really trust what I like and what I don't like. I really trust that so much. That's why I put myself as a creative director, because I'm like, I just follow my gut, and I just feel like this is what needs to happen. And so when I do trust that gut, I'm like, I'm thinking of ideas, I'm thinking of people, I'm thinking of things. And so I will literally scroll and I'll research. I'm a great researcher. Mm-hmm. I will like maybe think of a culture, something that we haven't showcased, and then I will try and find a model who is of that ethnicity, and I will reach out to them and be like, hey, would you want to like be a part of our magazine? I would love to just like showcase your culture and actually your story and who you are, because at the end of the day, it's not just about showcasing the culture, it's also about the model themselves and their personal stories, because it might even touch other people.
Absolutely.
And make them feel seen as well. And so that's when I have the models like, hey, let's have like an interview, or you tell me like all these facts about your culture, and so maybe we can like make a concept out of that. And so that's basically how the things happen.
I love that. It's not like you're just, you know, you post for this. It's like you're really working to get to know them from the start.
It's this, like a collaborative concept creation, which is really cool.
This whole thing is collaborative. That's what I want. That's why I say, like, I don't even have a photo shoot of me on there. Like, that's not what this is for. Like, it's for these women's story. It's for them. It's for all these women who are creative, even behind the scenes working on it too. Yeah. Like, it's for everyone to like really express themselves in a, such a safe space. So
I love that.
Oh, thank you. And so how I basically reach out to them and everything. And so after we create our concept and everything, I will go ahead and I will scout for different photographers, different makeup artists, different hairstylists who maybe would be interested in working with us and working for the cause of like showcasing women and stuff like that. And so when I find women who are like are on board and so talented and willing to like collaborate on these types of concepts and photo shoots and campaigns, it's just amazing. And so I will get all of us together, I'll put us all in a group, and I'll be like, hey guys, and I'll be like, okay, this is like my routine now at this point. So I'll let everyone know that I will probably be making a pitch deck. I'll get everyone's availabilities and we'll do all of that, and then we pick a date and time, and I'm like, okay, I'll get back to you guys with this pitch deck. And then I make the pitch deck, I show it to everyone, and then everyone's on the same page, everyone knows what they're doing, and then I constantly check in. I check in with the model, make sure she's okay, I check in with the photographer, make sure they're okay, I book the studio, do whatever I need to do, so it's like not too much for anyone. Like, this is, I appreciate every single woman who has touched this piece of like art. Like, there's been so many things that these women have like done out of their way just for the cause, which really means so much to me. It makes me cry thinking about it. Like, I just cannot. And I'm just like one of those people who like have a hard time for even asking for things, so that's why I really strive to make sure that it's mutually beneficial for the both of us.
Yes.
And so
we love when a creative pursuit helps you learn something.
Oh yeah. I've been like that. In so many situations where I'm like, okay, I know how I want to be as a person and as a creative, so luckily I feel like I'm the type of person who would be great in like a leadership type of position. So that's what this magazine allows me to do.
Exactly.
And so after the pitch deck is done, everyone understands the roles, we go to the studio, and that's when we make things happen.
That's amazing.
Yes. And then after that, I'll touch the graphics and we'll get everything on Instagram and then get it ready for the print. So,
and you know, this is a little bit of a tough question because I think it's going to end up being a case-by-case basis. Okay. But you know, one of your big pursuits with Empower is you're trying to blur those lines between history and then our modern day culture. Yes. And you talked about it a little bit before too, but how do you find that balance of shedding light on these big historic issues while then still bringing it to a modern audience with that fresh lens?
Yeah. So basically what I do, I feel like when I'm talking to these women, it's, they're like Gen Z. They're literally women who are like literally our age and who are able to tell these stories in a way where it's personal to them. So it's not just the history, it's them themselves too. So it combines the two at the same time. And so I take the history, but I also, because I'm, like I said before, I'm always on Instagram, always looking for new things or whatever. I get so inspired by that that I combine the two. So it's like meshing the history, the generations, the tradition with all like the new stuff that I'm seeing, all the creative concepts, all the photo shoots, everything, and just meshing the two together. I feel like once I like really think about it and I brainstorm and talk with the model and create something special, I feel like that's when it really like fuses together.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, and I mean, people might think that it's a little bit easier said than done because of history's influence on our modern day culture. But I mean, you know, as well as anybody, a picture can convey 1,000 words, but you have to know what to put in that photo.
Literally.
So trying to find that line, I absolutely commend you. That's incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And in that kind of same thing, your visuals are so beautiful, truly.
Thank you so much.
And I just want to know, like, what some of your favorites have been that you've put together.
Yes. I will say, for starters, the first photo shoot I did, that was my absolute favorite. And I tell everyone that because just, like, so beautiful. I bought all the models and the photographer, like, all flowers because I was, like, so thankful that they even believed in me, like, from the start.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. I just cannot. Like, I'm so thankful for everyone who's, like, really has touched all of this. In one of the models, I had them all come up in their own outfits. This is before I really did the styling and everything. And so one of the models showed up in this bright green blazer. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, well, I love it. But I'm like, I don't know if it's going to work with the concept. Like, what's going to happen? It looked great. She looked amazing. I loved it. And one of the models came in like kind of like a darker tone of that color. So I was like, this is amazing, beautiful. And so recently, after like, I feel like at the end of the last year, I was starting to try to get my brand colors together because I wanted to refresh. I was like, we need a brand. Like, I need to make sure that this is, like, says something and you know who we are. And so I'm, like, thinking of all these colors. And then I got to this rainbow palette. And I'm like, okay, yes, this is vibrant. But I'm like, what are we doing? Like, I don't know. It's seeming like we're, like, a coloring book. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, like, not giving. It's not.
Let's bring it in. Literally. Let's bring it together.
Yeah, but this is something that I'm not liking. So I'm feeling that right now. I'm like, okay, this can't happen. And so and then I'm, like, looking. And I'm like, okay, that first photo shoot was, like, literally us. Like, that was everything. That was our brand. That was everything. And I just want to, like, put it into a palette. And so I literally put that picture into, like, an Adobe thing where they, like, pick the colors out. And I was like, there's three of these colors. I'm like, okay, let me add to it some of the other colors that I thought were going to look better in there. Yeah. And that's how I made the color palette.
Oh,
and
I
so
love
literally
that.
Off her green blazer, after I did that, I literally messaged her. I was like, thank you so much for wearing that green blazer. Like, you don't even know how much that helped me. I was struggling on this color palette, but because you wore that blazer, I was able to make this color palette. So I thank you so much. And I give you all your props.
Well, and that's
such
so
a cool story.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we always talk about like collaboration and all these different companies or publications saying, you know, oh, we're such a collaborative environment.
Yeah.
You literally, down to the brand guidelines, are collaborating with these women that
literally
you're featuring. It's amazing.
Like, this is so much more. This is not me at all. This is all about women. That's what this whole magazine is about.
Yeah.
And actually giving us the voice. Like, I'm crediting all these women. Every single person that has touched this is getting credited because nobody, who is doing that? All these magazines don't credit any of the photographers or anything like that. Like, they're not talented enough for that or something. Like, I don't know. And you're just like glossing over it. And I hate that because I've been behind all of these scenes, seeing all of this happen from the modeling side, from the production side. I've done it like all from the market. Like, I've done everything.
Absolutely.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm giving you all your props. You all deserve it. It's beautiful. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
And that's the way it should be.
Yes.
And I think we talk, I mean, Libby and I talk about this a lot in terms of, I think our generation is doing a really, really good job of giving people their flowers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with you literally. Buying people flowers. But I think, you know, it's just become so much more apparent that we are trying to, you know, raise all the ships with the rising tide.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really, really good philosophy to keep with you as you're moving through your business. And I'm curious too, you know, we talked about kind of the deeper meaning behind Empower and behind your creativity as a whole, but I'm curious as to what some of your biggest influences are in the magazine world.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, like, what publications are you reading? What are you obsessed with? What has kind of influenced you to put Empower together?
Yep. Okay, so there was this one magazine, and I was actually, when I was looking for magazines for inspiration, because I knew I wanted to make a magazine, I just looked up zines, because I remember even seeing those when I was like a kid and watching the tutorials on YouTube and seeing people like cut and make these tiny little magazines that they were gonna sell on these art shows or whatever.
Yeah,
that was so cool. But I think there's this one magazine that kind of gave me like that type of vibe, and it's Polyester. Love them.
Okay, yes.
They're a big influence for me, and I feel like that's just, like, so cute and just so girly and very Gen Z and kind of like, okay, it's a little spicy too, and I like it. It's really cute. I know this isn't a magazine, but I also worked at Pink for like 2 years.
I love that.
And I was sitting in the front and I was constantly watching their brand campaigns all the time. I was like, oh, I love this vibe. They all seem like they were having fun. It's all younger women my age. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. And they're all like promoting like body positivity and all of that. I'm like, this is amazing. And I love that they make it look so fun. And so, because it doesn't have to be so serious all the time. We can have fun. We can celebrate ourselves and be great.
God forbid women have fun.
Literally.
God forbid.
Oh my gosh. And so that's why I'm like, those are just like my big, huge inspirations. And I just love it. And I love looking on polyester things and just finding different stuff. There's also a whole bunch of like zines on like Adobe's Behance. Love everything that everyone's on there doing, all the collages, all the different things. It's just like, wow, there's so many things that you can do with photos, like typography, everything. So yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it.
Yes,
obviously we're talking about all these amazing things, which is great, but you know, I think with any kind of thing we're starting up, there's always hiccups and things, which I know we were talking about a little bit before, but what has been in your mind the biggest thing you've had to kind of overcome and push through, and you know, how did you do that, and what would you recommend to others who are maybe going through similar kinds of adversity?
Oh my gosh, okay. It's funny because I like my philosophy and everything, I don't like hold back. Like, I feel like it's always someone's gonna feel seen when you say like how you feel and what you go through.
Yeah,
but I feel like a lot of people don't understand that. Like, I cry like so much. I'm constantly like stressing, I'm constantly doing all that, but at the end of the day, I feel like that kind of like fuels me because I'm able to be so emotional. I'm able to like feel all these emotions, like feel all that, put myself in other people's shoes, be empathetic, and put myself on the other side of things. And so I feel like that just makes me who I am. And so I'm learning to love it, learning to like love myself and do all of that. And so that's why I did take like, I got my bachelor's in psychology to learn all of that. I literally have a tattoo on myself that says self-love because like that's just a big, huge thing for me. And yeah, and just like even like I feel like having that, I also like go through a lot with like my personal relationships and stuff like that. So trying to separate the two is a lot.
Yeah.
And so I'm like constantly in a battle with that, but and at the end of the day, this magazine and these women that I meet motivate me so much, and it really keeps me going. It really like tells me to put my stuff back on and get myself together and just like keep going, because this story, all these stories need to be told, and there's such a bigger cause happening right now. But yeah, I feel like that, and also just like me doing a lot of this on my own. Like, I started this just like being a little girl and be like, hey, like, I would love to do this. Would you guys want to help me with this? Like, do you believe in this too? And just like doing stuff like that, and now it's like big. Like, I worked with like people who have made this like elevate. Like, I've worked with like this photographer, her name's Hannah Zimmerman, and she like literally has like made my photo shoots look so editorial to the point where I'm like, okay, we're upping our standards.
Yeah.
To the point where I gotta get up here and we gotta keep this up, we're not going back. And so yeah, love her. Eileen Hopin, she's an amazing videographer, and she's like doing all of our launch campaign reels. She's done like a lot of BTS, but these launch campaign reels are just amazing. They're beautiful. She did such a great job. But I literally, for our launch campaign, we had 18 girls there. We had so many submissions. People, like, I think someone shared it to, like, their manager or something. So many girls were sending me, like, their comp cards, their measurements, all this stuff. They were, like, official models. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Hold on a second. Please. And so, yeah, I ended up with 18 after I wanted only, like, 10.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. And so I got them all into the studio where her name is Rachel, but she has a studio in Detroit, and she let me at such a cheap price bring all these girls into this studio, have a videographer, have a photographer, even when you're only supposed to have 10 people in the studio. And so she just let me have let me do it, and I literally cried to her after, because I'm like, thank you so much. I wouldn't have been able to do this big of a production with like any other big price, like astronomical or out of the way. And so because our prices were so low, I was really able to like make everything happen.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, and I was like leading photo, like I was leading photography, I was leading video at the same time. So I'm like, okay, you do this, you do that. We need different girls. Come on. I was doing everything.
You're like, I'm a little overstimulated right now.
I'm always overstimulated.
Truth.
And I probably, like, make people overstimulated too, but I'm like, you know what? Being anxious is what makes me thrive. So at the end of the day, that's how I make things happen.
I love that. And I love that you shared that because it is so important that, you know, I mean, not just women, but especially women, I feel like we are so in tune with our emotions.
Oh, yeah.
And just being able to pour that into your work. Mm-hmm. And then even the bad emotions, seeing them become something so wonderful. And I love that you're sharing that because it is important. I think the more that we feel comfortable talking about it and sharing it with everyone, the easier it will be with everyone.
Yeah, we shouldn't be ashamed to feel our feelings.
Oh, no.
Especially with your work. Like, if it's something you love, that's where all of your emotion is getting put into. So,
it literally is.
You know. Yeah. Well, and you're about to get a lot of big attention because you have your launch party for Empower coming up.
Yes.
And so, actually, by the time that this episode drops, it'll be that same week. I mean, just about. So, talk a little bit about the event, kind of run us through what's happening, and then what do you hope that people take away from the event when they attend?
Yeah, so basically the launch, the big thing is that we are releasing our first ever print issue, and so I'm combining a lot of the campaigns that you've seen on our Instagram, which you can follow us at Empower Magazine Official. Thank you. But yeah, we're combining all of that and putting putting the words to it and actually expanding on them in a different way than just a social media post. And so I feel like that's very monumental for us.
Mm-hmm.
And also we'll have a video showcase from Eileen. She'll be putting together a video of all of our behind the scenes that she has captured. So I think that'll be gorgeous. We are also having a cultural fashion show.
Yes.
So I'm having some ladies come who are models and they are showcasing their traditional wear. And I'm also having some designers as well. Showcase their work on some models, so that should be great as well. And then we also have a silent auction, and that is to really fund the magazine, because I don't want to keep having to collaborate with people. I really want to give people what they deserve. I feel like everyone should be paid for what they are doing.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I do want to raise the funds, and so we can really keep this happening and make sure that we are doing things right. And we are also having a gallery showcase too, so we will have print copies and everything, and we will have the photos up in gallery style, so
there'll
be showcases art, and I'm excited.
That's so amazing.
Yes.
I love it.
Thank
and
you.
Then talk to obviously, you are starting this print launch, and then you're starting to really gain a lot more traction with this product, right? So talk to me about where you see Empower going in the future, both kind of short-term and long-term.
So short-term, I see the next issue probably being more submission-based. I've reached out to some people on Instagram, and that's really all it takes. I've seen their stuff on TikTok. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a great concept. Amazing. And even one of the people that I reached out to were in a big publication and everything. I'm like, okay, yeah, I would love for you to submit to our magazine, and they're willing, and it's just amazing. So yeah, I think the next one will be more submission based. I want to have more personal writers too. I would love for people to say their own stuff, have different women speak and do stuff like that. Because I love anthology stuff.
Yeah.
When you just go through things and everything's different, I love that. And so I feel that's what I'm kind of doing with this magazine. We're always rotating it. It's always fresh. It's always new. And so yeah, I think once we take myself out of it a little bit, I don't want to do so much because I feel it's kind of still putting me in it, and that's not what this is for. I don't want to be saying all these words. I want these women themselves, or someone who is able and the same background, to be able to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically where I see things going for the magazine, and a short-term aspect. But for long-term, I feel my main goal is to travel, and I want to meet so many different women. I want to be able to document it, and I want them to be able to get their voices heard. And instead of relying more on the history of things, more go into the present, and more being maybe not news focused, but starting to get more relevant news out there, about women and about things that we're going through, because there's a lot of things happening right now that I wish that I could cover, and I wish I had the means to be okay, this is happening right now. I wish everyone was listening to this, because not everyone is following all these feminists, all these intersectional pages that I'm following, and seeing all these things, and I'm getting email blasts about all these laws that are happening, all these rights that are getting taken away, and it's just everyone needs to know what is happening. Like, it just can't be, like, underlying and why only the people that are subscribed are getting this information. Like, no, that should not happen. And so...
Yeah, and I mean, I think especially we live in a community that is very accepting and very collaborative and wonderful. And so I think sometimes we can fall prey to being in our bubble and not really paying attention to the fact that things are happening and it still does affect us.
Right.
So that is definitely something to consider. And I mean, we are lucky for where we live.
Yes.
But at the same time, it is not a time to rest on our laurels.
No. And it's not the same case everywhere, because even, like, my boyfriend now, he travels a lot. And so he goes to, like, a lot of countries, and he always tells me, he's like, you have to understand, like, there's so many people in other different situations that don't have it as good as we have it right now. I'm just like, I haven't traveled a lot personally, so I don't know everything. And so that's why I feel like once I do go out of my comfort zone, it's going to be such a huge thing for me and so monumental. And I know I'm going to want to be like, can we please get this out there? Because other people need to hear what you're saying right now. Because, like, this is not... I mean, my Instagram, like, our following is, like, mainly for people who, like, love, like, beautiful things or whatever. Like, that'll usually gauge someone in. Mm-hmm. But once they get into it, they're like, okay, we're being educated right now. Something bigger is happening. Yeah. And so that's why I love how, like, I kind of curated things. So,
I love that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, we're really excited for you.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And, you know, because this is a podcast that is geared both, I mean, to any generation, but we want to reach a younger audience who are trying to learn from other young professionals in the area.
Yes. So before we get to our Roman Empire, we like to end with our advice.
Oh, yeah.
So for any, you know, young professionals, tell us what you have for them.
I would say just put your foot out there. Just do it and reach out to those people. I said this, like, multiple times in this podcast. But I feel like, yeah, just really just message someone. That's really all it takes. Even just following them and just liking all their stuff and be like, wow. Commenting, showing what you do like about their stuff and just making it personal. It's not like you're just seeing their stuff and just being like, oh, that's cute. No, like, you just need to actually, like, look at what they're doing, because they're a person too. Like, when you see a creative, they're putting their all into whatever they're doing. So yeah, if you even just give them their props a little bit and just showcase that, you can start a whole relationship. So
and you didn't think we would leave without a Roman Empire. So, for those of you who have been living under a rock, a Roman Empire is something that you cannot stop thinking about, and we are ready to hear yours. So, Libby, you want to kick us off?
What can I not stop thinking about is Doechii at Paris Fashion Week.
Absolutely.
I love it. She has been popping off in her music lately, and it seems like gaining a lot of traction, which she so deserves. And then I feel like sometimes artists take a second to kind of find their style, or maybe fashion is not their main priority. But she has been looking absolutely stunning, and just so much artistry in her clothing, and I just loved it. I love everything about it.
You can tell she's really putting in the thought and the effort to, like, kind of figure that out.
Yeah, it's not lazy. It's not just like, oh, here's a designer piece, throw it on, go. No, it's so thought out, from the hair, the makeup, everything.
The face tape.
Yeah,
love that.
Such a fun signature. Like,
yeah.
So cool.
She's amazing. Love her.
All right, Taylor, what do you have for us?
I was going to say something else, but actually, I was going to say the Ramadan cats on TikTok.
Oh,
I've been loving them.
I love
little hats and everything. And then I see them waking up early because everyone else is. I'm just like, oh,
they're so
adorable. And so, yeah, I feel like that's been my little Roman Empire, and just seeing them and just all across my feed and just having, like, a little smile.
I love that.
No, yes. I love it.
So wholesome.
No, literally.
My Roman Empire today is Amanda Seyfried singing Joni Mitchell's California on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. That was a lot of things in one sentence. That sentence would have killed a pilgrim.
Oh my God.
However, let me tell you how incredible that was. So I think for me, the reason that it really stuck out to me was, one, it's super cute. I mean, everyone who watched it, it's adorable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think watching Amanda Seyfried's, like, vocals grow over the years has been really cool. I mean, she was great in Mamma Mia. Who doesn't love her in Mamma Mia? But at the same time, she got a lot of hate for Les Mis for her soprano voice, which I think I think people went a little too overboard on the hate. Was she the best soprano I've ever heard? No. But was she bad? Absolutely not. Like, she did a great job. So I think what's really awesome for this clip is one, it's wonderful, and two, it's kind of vindicating her because she is now trending for her voice in a positive way. Yes, and I think that that's really good. Yeah. Like, she's eating, and I love this for her. But yeah, the clip is super cute, and the crowd reaction was so me. I would have cried on the spot. Yeah. She was great.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you so much for listening. And Taylor, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me. I really appreciate this. I had fun.
We want to thank Taylor Shine, our guest on today's show. We're your hosts and producers, Libby and Riley, and our executive producer is the incredible Chris Piper.
If you have any questions, comments, or you just want to listen again, go to wgte.org/comeup or wherever you stream your podcast.
Bye, besties!
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.